I'm with Pierre Claveau, National VP, CBC branch of the Canadian Media Guild. Thank you for agreeing to this interview.
Yes, thank you.
The CBC locked out its employees Monday, August 15th. Can you tell me what the reason for this is?
Listen, why the CBC did it, it's still the big mystery to me. I have no idea why the CBC thought it was a proper thing to do. It was an intelligent thing to do. It was a sensible and a responsible thing to do to lock 5,500 people on the sidewalk starting August 15th. We tried to bargain as much as we could at the table for a year and a half almost. The union made very serious concession at many levels during bargaining. CBC from day one never wanted to move on its article unemployment status. They never wanted to give any concession to us. When they said publicly after the lockout that we were not bargaining in good faith, the only thing I can say is that I was there, I was at that table. We progressed a lot in the position we had, the union, the CBC, changed one word, I think, in their whole process in 15 months. So saying that that they bargained in good faith, no, they did not. At the end, you know, in the 11th hour, when we were at the last moment at the bargaining table, they came to us and they said, sign this global document or we have to decree to lockout. They didn't, they never wanted to, they told us at the 11th hour, they told us that it was either we agreed on their article, they didn't want to move, they had no other offer for us, or it was a lockout, and at 9:30, they advised us, 9:30 at night, they advised us Sunday night that they would lock out their employees. Why did they do it? It doesn't make sense to me.
So what is their main issue? Why would,
The main issue that they have presented us is that they want to have the power to hire as many employees as they want as a contract in almost all classification of employment at CBC. In fact, in their articles, where in their employment status article, they say that they will continue to protect the permanent workforce at CBC, but the term protection is that they will not force them to be contract, to take contract jobs. This is very nice, but in case of workforce adjustment, the article on workforce adjustment is quite clear on that actually. In case of workforce adjustment, what will the CBC privilege? They will privilege the one that are better paid, the one that will save them more money, and the one that are less disposable. In case of workforce adjustment, they will naturally target the permanent employees. That's a fact. Nobody can say anything against that. This is a fact. What will they, who will they hire? They told us, and it is written black and white on their article, they want to hire only contractual people. This is our beef. That's the only problem we have, is that CBC only want to hire temporary people and contract people. This is our problem. What we say is that permanent job should be done by permanent people. The CBC needs to have this permanency in order to attract people that are there for a career, that know what they are talking about, that have intellectual independence, editorial independence, that can defend serious principle. The CBC has two mandates given by the law. This first mandate is to protect and promote Canadian culture, and the other is to do it in a financial responsible way. Don't stick only to the financial responsible way. We understand the CBC is not losing money with us. They have never had as much money as they have right now. The funds coming from the federal government have been there. They continue to be there. The time 10, 15 years ago where the CBC lost, had million and hundreds of million cut is done with. The government has maintained good, solid financing. It is their choices. They make choices where they say they want to go only with contract people in arts, in drama, and stuff like this. We're cool with this. The CBC can does. If the CBC think that's the way to go, it's fine. The union doesn't go against that. In fact, in the article that we have proposed, we recognize the need for CBC to have this flexibility, and we're ready to give that to them, but not at all costs. The people that you're going to hire, according to the CBC plan, there is at least 10 articles that do not apply. Very important article. Work week, scheduling, meals and breaks, all stuff like this, overtime. These do not apply. What we ask, hire these people, but give them some respect. you know, give them some rights according to the collective agreement. We don't want to have two classes of citizens in this corporation. We want to have people that are respected for and treated treated normally and with some form of respect.
How long had bargaining gone on before this happened?
15 months.
15 months. Were you with or without a contract at that time?
Oh, we have been without a contract since March 2004. This is not the problem. I mean, the contract could have been extended. The party just have to agree to extend the contract. It's not a problem. When the CBC in May said to us that they were asking for conciliation, they started a clock. This clock is devised by the federal government and by labor laws. You have 60 days of conciliation, then 20 days of open period. And why do we call it an open period? Is that starting at a certain point. Not open period, a cooling off period. But then we got August 15 into an open period. The open period is from the moment you ask for conciliation, 80 days after this period, normally, plus or minus, because there could be some mutually agreed upon extension. But that being said, roughly 80 days after, contracts and all agreements end. So that date arrived, August 15. CBC had a choice. CBC asked us, all during all this bargaining, to trust them, they didn't want to sack all the permanent employees and so on. Trust us, we will tell you, we just want to hire left and right a couple of people, maybe 200 people, Richard Strasberg said recently, maybe 200-220 people. The first choice they had to do, August 15, when they could have extended bargaining, was to shut us down, kill the corporation right there, then on the spot, lock us out. Is that the kind of trust that we should give them? I don't think so. I think we have to be worried about the CBC's intention, not the CBC's intention, some people in management's intention. Why do they do that? Is it to hire only 200 people? It's impossible that CBC would jeopardize the future of this corporation to hire 200 people. It doesn't make sense. They have a way bigger agenda than that. We don't know what it is. I don't want to speculate more than that on what it is, but I know it doesn't make sense that they would lock out 5,500 people for an indeterminate period. In Toronto right now, the ratings in radio at CBC are at as high as they have ever been. They compromise the future of these ratings. They compromise the future of the corporation for a couple hundred contract jobs. I don't think so. We have to be realist about that.
On the CBC website, they say that the union has checked out of the hotel, and they said they're still in the hotel waiting for the union.
Yeah, no.
So what is going on? What is that?
Our chief bargainer, the president of the union, we have at least half of the bargaining committee that is still in Toronto. We're not going to be in Toronto. I have a life too. I am, contrary to CBC management, I'm not paid to be that. On this bargaining committee. I have a life, I live in Vancouver, this is what I am. There is no bargaining. The mediator have left the hotel, by the way, in case CBC didn't realize that. They have left the hotel too, they just live in Toronto. Half of our bargaining committee also lives in Toronto. We saw the people leaving the hotel with their suitcase Monday morning. This is bullshit.
So it's not true that CBC has also left the building as well?
Well, it's a figure of speech. What's the hotel? They're all in Toronto. They live, you know, the Guild's office is across the street from the CBC. What is this rhetoric of saying they left the hotel? What does that mean? It doesn't mean nothing. This is just to try to say that we're gone. We are not gone. We're ready to bargain anytime. We just asked to have bargaining happening, not just, you know, a gun on the temple, a gun on the head, and say you accept on that, or we let you on the, or we put you on the street. This is not bargaining. We want to bargain. We're ready to bargain. We haven't left any hotel.
According to the website, the CBC says that it's ready to bargain as well, and that it's the union that's withdrawn from the bargaining process. Who's right?
Listen, I don't want to play the rhetoric game with CBC. I've repeated it to you. We're ready. We want this. We made enormous concession on our employment status article. We made enormous concession on many articles in order for the CBC to come in our direction to address some of our interests. We have tried to address their interests. We are really bargained with good faith in these 15 months. We really tried. CBC insists that we didn't want to accept their offer. It is true. we did not want to accept their offer because they never move. It is a completely unrealistic offer that they made. We cannot ask 5,500 people, 70% of them are permanent people, to just, you know, forget about their future, about their career. We cannot ask the future of the corporation, 30% of them being already temporary people, to let their to suspend their life, to suspend their possibilities to have family, to go at the bank and you know, borrow money for a car, to just, you know, when their job is over, to just say to CBC, well, take my kids, take my car. This is not how it works. Permanent workforce is important for the CBC. If they absolutely want to say that we don't want to bargain, well, we don't want to capitulate on this. We have serious beliefs in that. We're ready to offer the CBC everything they want to have if they tell us what they want to have. We asked them, what is it that you want? And they told us, we want the power, the possibility to hire whoever we want, whenever we want. We want the right to do it. How do you want to bargain with that?
Right. Another question regarding the contract staff. Does not CBC already have some contract staff working for them, and does that pose a problem to the union at all?
As I told you, 30% of the workforce of CBC is either contract or temporary. 5% is solid official contract. 25% is temporary, sunamary raise, all kind of level of work. We accept that. The current or the old contract recognize that. It gives that to CBC. There's no problem. We agree that they can be contract, that they can be temporary people. We have no problem with that. And we even gave them in our during bargaining, we even gave them even more possibilities to hire even more contract. It's not a problem. It's not what they want. What they want is the absolute control. That's the problem.
Across Canada, not all CBC employees are locked out. They're not all, their website says is that some members in New Brunswick and Montreal.
This is not the same thing. It's a different union. The province of Quebec and Moncton is associated with another union, the SCRC, the Communication Union of CBC. It's a French union, and they are considered in labor code as the French file of CBC. We represent the English file of CBC, meaning the 5,500 people, a producer, journalist, cameraman, technicians, IT people, sales, what have you, that are outside of Quebec province and Moncton City.
Okay, and are those other union members supporting you in any way they can? Do you know of it at all?
Oh yes, ACTRA is supporting us, all labor federations across the country, Canadian Labor Movement, everybody is supporting us. We have coming from the States, where people, union organizer and people in the States are complaining because, you know, there's a lot of Canadians that live in the state that trust the CBC to be the voice of information, and the voice of impartiality in information. And these people are very frustrated to see that now we're going to the BBC. This is not the way to do it. And by the way, we have the full support of the BBC Journalistic Union, who are complaining right now that the CBC is, well, taking their signal.
With respect to that, have you heard anything from the public about that at all?
Well, the public is naturally feeling with the CBC as the public has always felt for the CBC. We have a very, very strong core of Canadian citizens that believe the CBC is a national institution to be protected. It is a jewel in the crown. The CBC is unique. There is nothing like the CBC. It cannot be jeopardized for the profit of some people in management that have a corporate agenda. It cannot be done like this. And a lot of people in Canada believe that and are very frustrated to see that some people have hijacked the CBC for their own little profit here.
Also on the CBC website, they mentioned a little bit about money. Is money an issue at all in this?
Not at all. Money is not an issue. The CBC tried to blind us with a big money offer. A big money offer, 2% increase on 3 or 4 years, and a big retro of $17 million for the mass. What the CBC didn't say is that 15 of these $17 million have been provided by the employees themselves over the last 4 or 5 years, because we have put aside a bunch of money for what they call job evaluation implementation. implementation. It's a very complex job evaluation system that's going to be implemented. And for that implementation, we have put aside money that should have been given in salary increases over the last 4 or 5 years in order to build that the big cash amount. CBC doesn't have the right to just say, we're going to give it to you, it is ours. So, you know, they tried to blind us with money. Money is not the issue in this collective agreement and in this dispute. It's a question of very serious, deep principle.
Also, I'm going back to the CBC website and back to the issue of contractual.
Yeah.
They highlighted contractual and they highlighted disposable. And they said that they're suggesting the union sees contract workers as disposable. Is this true?
Well, this is a fact. I mean, the fact of the matter is that CBC can or not renew contract people whenever they want. You know, like, that's how it is. It's not us inventing that notion. This is why they are contract people, and this is why they sign a contract that goes from day X to day Y, or Y to X. It's because, well, the CBC at the end of this contract can say ta-ta, and most of the time this is what they say, ta-ta. Ask the people that have been working for Z, a show that received price all over the world. Well, where are these people today? I will tell you, half of them, three quarters of them, were contract people. They're gone. As this summer, this contract is not renewed. These people are going to be, some of them might be rehired for a new show, but the show every year, they have to go for 3 months, not knowing if their contract would be renewed. For a bunch of them, some contract were renewed, but this year, they have changed Zed. They have decided that Zed was gone. Same thing for Radio 3, a show that Al Gore has bought as a license, and now, you know, CBC, Jane Chalmers, the Vice President of Radio, came here and said, oh, we're going to change the format. It's not going to be an internet thing anymore. It's going to be a satellite thing. All of you, you can reapply for your job if you wish. What kind of situation is that? This is why we say that CBC consider these people as disposable. This is not something we say. This is something we want to avoid. We want some of these people to have rights for a career. This is not the way CBC sees it.
So how long do you think you'll be on the picket, or this locked out? I guess it's not a picket line. How long do you think you'll be locked out?
You have a crystal ball?
I have no crystal ball, but it could be a long time.
I have none either. I mean, if nobody loves the CBC, if nobody cares for the CBC, we can be here for a very long time, because I don't think management will move. The thing that management will see is that we are very resolved. This union, this new union that we are, even if the Guild has been there for 50 years, without ever a single conflict, a single labor conflict with all its employers, the Guild has never had. It's the first conflict we have. Recently, we amalgamated with the technician unions, the CP here at CBC. So we're a new union in a way. It's the first time we're all together, and we're very solid. We're linked at the hip. We are together in this conflict and in this belief that we are right in what we're doing. So, you know, we're convinced of what we're doing. Obviously, CBC seems to be very solid in its agenda. If nobody comes in the middle to help us solve this situation, if Labor Minister, if the Heritage Minister, if nobody at the government is interested to save this Crown Corporation, for which they are the owner, by the way, it doesn't belong to Robert Rabinovich, the CBC. It belongs to Canadian. This is a Canadian property, and the federal government has the responsibility to do something. If nobody does anything, well, we have a serious problem, and it's a way bigger serious problem than we might think, because the CBC is very important to Canadian. I'm not talking for the job that we're saving or not here. I'm talking to save an institution. CBC is not just a piece of merchandise that you can distribute or not, that can go bankrupt. CBC is a freaking Canadian institution that needs to be preserved and protected at whatever cost. This is, ask how many people that are part of our fundamental Canadian culture and identity that came through CBC, and I'm not even talking about the future Governor General of Canada. All these people came, and a lot of our intrinsic culture as Canadian grew up out of CBC. We want to compromise all this because we don't believe in any future culture? Well, I'm sorry, the Americans might be very nice and very cute and very good neighbors. Well, that's a question of opinion. But that being said, I don't think they can replace. I don't think the BBC can do the mandate that the CBC has to do to protect Canadian culture and promote Canadian culture. I don't think they're interested to do that, nor are the Americans. Who's going to do it? I don't think it's easy as Esper's.
This is a huge job you have for yourself to convince the Canadian public and the government to deal with you guys and get this dispute resolved. What are you doing with respect to that? Are you lobbying government? Or are you getting out to the Canadian public your message?
We are getting out as much as possible, and we have the means to do it, and we want to do it. The only thing is that CBC started this campaign, obviously, way before us, probably because they knew where they were going. They knew that they were going to a lockout, so they prepared for it, which is a good thing. We always believed, on the other hand, that we were bargaining. See, we thought that there was a way to solve this situation, which is bargaining. What is CBC doing at this moment? They are going in the press all over the place to promote their agenda. Do you really think that CBC, if CBC was interested in bargaining, that they would spend $1 million a week, probably, because it cost a fortune, all these advertising? Do you really think that this corporation, who is supposed to operate financially responsibly, do you really think that these people will do what they're doing now if they didn't have a way bigger agenda, that sign a collective agreement with its member only to hire, they say, 200 more contracts a year? Do you really think they would do that? I don't think so.
Do you have any support from the members of parliament from anywhere across the country?
Oh, we have plenty of support from members of parliaments. We just need to have a parliament sitting in session, probably. We have supports from a lot of people, including the board of directors of the CBC. We have support all over the place. Obviously, the support, this big machine has to get in place, has to operate, and the wheel of time has to work a bit. The fact of the matter is that a lot of people realize that what is happening now might not be just a labor dispute. It might be way bigger than just a labor dispute. And the time people realize that, well, I hope it won't be too late.
It seems like we're watching history unfold here, that this may be setting the new direction for CBC and broadcasting in Canada. What direction do you hope that we do go to from here?
I'm not going to get into this. For the moment, we consider this as a labor dispute. The union wants to solve this problem, wants to bring its 5,500 people back in the plant, want to sign a collective agreement. I'll let the future of the corporation in the hands of those who have this responsibility. The board of directors was very qualified to do that, and the federal government, who has adopted a law, the Telebroadcasting Act, that actually guides the CBC in its mandate. For the moment, I would just like to remind the management and the people and the people of Canada that this act is there, that this corporation is there, and that the mandate of the CBC for the moment is certainly not respected. So, what is the CBC future? I don't know what it will be. I just hope that we finish this mandate, this conflict very fast, so we can back into at least minimum service to our citizens.
Let's quickly talk about Studio Zero before we go. Apparently, the CMG is going to be going guerrilla and be broadcasting from your picket lines. Is this one of your ways of getting out to the public your message?
Everything we can do to reach the public, to inform them. We don't want to. We will go in advertising, but this is not the truth. I mean, advertising is not. Advertising lasts 30 seconds. We would like the people to think, to engage us, to talk to us. We can explain, we are the people that is the CBC. The CBC is not a cookie factory that makes cookies and its reputation is based on taste. CBC is made by the people that are on this line. CBC is made by people. Engage us, tell us, talk to us. That's what we want. So indeed, we're going with a radio show where we can express ourselves. We can remind people that the CBC is our talent, and this is what we're showing at this radio show. We can also talk to people, distribute leaflets, talk to them. That's what we want, to engage the public. We want them to ask us questions. Why is it happening? Why are we here? We can talk to them.
Studio Zero will be broadcasting from CGSF on Tuesday at 8 a.m. in the morning. You can listen to it there. We've been speaking to Pierre Clevos, the National VP of the Canadian Media Guild. Their website is www.cmg.ca. Thanks, Pierre.
Thank you.